So, after last week, any question from last week about relationship? Yes, how is it connected to the light, to the vessel? Okay? How is it connecting to the receiving and giving? Because remember, it's all connecting to the concept of Kabbalah and to understand who is receiving and who is giving. Because if you don't figure out who is receiving, who is giving, you're going to get lost in relationship. So from a spiritual point of view, there is a male energy that is the energy of giving, and a female energy is the energy of receiving. Once you figure out that part in your relationship, you're going to win. Who are you in your relationship? Are you a receiver or the giver? If you're the giver, make sure the other person is a receiver. If you're a receiver, make sure the other person is a giver. If you both want to give, you both want to receive, it's going to be a disaster. Because you cannot have both light or both vessel. You're going to have exchange of energy, right? This is how you create babies, sperm, eggs. This is how you do it. Otherwise, it's not going to work out. It's very, very simple. And that's why when we talked last week, and we talked about reincarnation, from a point of reincarnation, you know, so there is many lifetimes from a point of relationship. So there is fight that's happening between soulmate and all this, and we explained soulmate is not what we think it is. We just covered the idea of understanding that you need to find your match. What is your match? Your match is not just what's working for you. It's also working for them, which means how can you manifest them and how they can manifest you. If it's only about how you manifest yourself, that's a selfish agenda. If it's a selfish agenda, in the end, it's not going to work out. Very, very simple. I mean, the whole theory is very simple. So tonight, we're going to add a different aspect of it. It's more astrology. We're going to get into the astrological sign, because astrology point of view is telling you about last lifetime and this lifetime. It's telling you a lot about what's going on. And we're going to teach you a little bit about the moon and the rising sun. So when you are sitting with somebody, you know who you're talking to, what's going on, how to communicate, okay? Because otherwise, we're going to get lost. But let me see if there is some questions or some interaction from last time. Those of you who heard the lecture last time, those of you who have been here last time, those of you at the house, you can ask me a question, but I cannot hear you. One day, I'm going to have my computer here with a question, like I like to have it, but we're working on it, I guess, right? Deb, working on it, I have a computer with question and answer here? Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what I really want to have. So go ahead, any question, anything that wasn't clear. Yes, please.
Isn't it possible to switch roles, like sometimes I'm a giver, sometimes I'm a
Yeah, we're switching all giving, receiving, but you just have to recognize what makes relationship successful relationship is to know where you are. So some people are super insecure, so they have to give all the time. Why are they giving? Because they want to show everybody that they're the giving. That's silly, that's stupid, that's ego. Where is God in this business? God is not even there. So why do you expect it to be a relationship if God is not there? Relationship without God, there is being nothingness going on. Relationship has to have God. God is the star of the relationship. We are the cheerleader. That's it. We get 20%, 20%, so that's 40 together. And then God is 60. So if God is not involved, what am I doing? Why am I giving? Oh, I'm giving because I'm helping him. I'm giving because I'm saving her. Really? So God took a vacation. That's it. God not exist. That's an ego trip. It cannot work like that. You have to understand in a relationship, God will be the one who's taking care of them. Please, God, let me be the channel to take care of them. Let me be the one who give. But without you, God will take care of them. How do you think this person even grew up without you? How did he make it till now? How did she make it till now? I mean, did you breastfeed him too? What happened? You know, what went wrong? You know, so we need to get to an understanding that that's really what people are missing. And people are missing because they are not getting God into the business. God is not involved. Even people who do spirituality, people go into all kinds of spiritual organizations. Ah, it's all about God. They're just saying it. Are they really believe it's all about God? Or are they just saying it? Is it really all about God? Then why are you talking? Why are you saying what you're saying? What is the purpose of giving? Why are you even giving a gift? When people are giving a gift, you buy me a Tiffany gift for $20,000, right? The most expensive Tiffany, whatever it costs. All right, you give it to me and I say, ah, ugly gift. How are you going to behave? Oh my God, you don't appreciate me. I don't want to appreciate you. You want me to appreciate you. You don't want me to appreciate God. So the whole relationship is based on what? A codependency, which is addiction. Relationship today, as people see it, it's addiction. Addiction to one another. Love me and I love you. Love me and I love you. Love me and I love you. That's it. That's relationship. But relationship has to be built two people. How, as two souls, we connect back to the Creator, back to God, the beautiful. essence of God, because God created the soul, not the body. Yes, there is sexual energy, that's the body. That's important too. But it cannot be the whole thing. It could be 40 things. 40% can be sexual. That's the maximum sexual. But more than 40, you know something is unbalanced. If there's sexuality past 40%, that's when you don't invest in the spirituality. Spirituality is very beautiful. What are we doing as a couple? What are we doing as two people to make this universe a better place to be? And God, please give us the opportunity as a couple to make this universe a better place to be, because God doesn't need us to make the make this universe a better place to be. There's no need for me. But thank you for giving me the chance to make it happen. If you look at Abraham and Sarah, Abraham and Sarah in the Bible, that's soulmate. That's beautiful, right? I mean, we're talking about the real deal there. Isaac and Rebecca. So we're talking about two people that, what did they do, Elduelo? If you look at let's look at their schedule. What did Abraham and Sarah did? They went on a date to the Grove. They went on Fifth Avenue. They went to Broadway to look for a show. What they were doing? Soulmate. Ooh, we're looking for soulmate. You know what? They were washing feet of people. Washing the feet. And they put them under the palm trees. And when the palm trees open, they say, those people have a chance to become spiritual one day. Say, okay, husband, wife, let's invest in them to become more spiritual. That's what it is all about. Do you want to make money? You want to make famous? No problem. Why? The whole idea is why in your relationship. You can make billions of dollars. You become as famous as you want. But why? Abraham become famous. Sarah become famous. They were the two most famous people in the world. But why? Because they want to give to the world a better place of spirituality. So soulmate has to have a spiritual aspect to it. If you don't have spiritual aspect to it, it's like I'm going to draw something here. And you're going to see it. Very simple. If you take the word ish, which is more the male aspect of the soul, and isha, okay? That's more the female aspect of the soul, or woman. This is woman, man, how you write it in Hebrew. When you take the God outside of it, which is yud and hey, which is Bina and Yud, Chochmah, what you stay with is only those letters, which mean fire. Esh. So Esh means fire in Hebrew. So the word Ish, Isha, Isha means female, male. You take the Yud and Hey, you take the Chochmah and Bina, you take the aspect of God that they represent, what left is fire, fighting, problem. Fire of sexuality, fire of lust, fire of this. It doesn't last. Every lust doesn't last. I love it. I should have it as a sticker on the car. Every lust never lasts. You know, lust with you never lasts with a. Very nice. Every lust never lasts. Just came to me. So the idea is to get into a point that we truly understand what is really a relationship. Before we're getting into astrology, and I need the time. I need a clock or something. Thank you. And let's get into astrology. I draw a paper for you, a sheet of paper, with all the signs of the zodiac. And basically what I did with you, I gave you the sign, their color, okay? What the ruler planet, what the historical event, what the sensitive area in the body, what is one word to describe them, and what's the element? Now, why is that? Because when you're going on a date with a typical person like that, you would know who you're dealing with, and you would know also what to wear. Okay? For example, if you go with an Aries, red, boom, you win. Simple. Red, boom, you get your attention. Why? Because it's fire. You're on flame. Flame. And you go to a restaurant where there is candle, fire. The aspect of fire has to be all over you. Lipstick has to be this or this, or if you're a male, so I don't know, red weird jacket, I don't know, get some weird tie, red, you know. So you gotta be in Aries, it's gotta be activity. And first I'm gonna tell you how to talk to them, and then we're gonna go into deeper, okay? So when you go out with an Aries, you're going on a date with Aries, you have to know what they're expecting and where they are in life. That's been, how is this related to spirituality? How is this related to Kabbalah? Very, very simple, that you need to know who is the giver, who is the receiver. So what they're expecting from you is what they want to receive from that event called a date. So you need to read it right, and by reading it right, you would know what to do and what they want to receive. That's what you're going to give. So again, color is red. The planet is Mars, but it's the fire of Mars, because Mars has two sides, ice and fire. We talk about the fire. What is the historical event? Who are they? Because the historical event that happened in their months in the Bible, that's basically represent what they wanted to do with their life. And if they wanted to do what they wanted to do, thank you. If that's what they wanted to do with their life, that's who they are. So it's Passover. What happened in Passover? People get out of Egypt. People get out of the frame. So everything about what they represent internally, spiritually, soul-wise, is what we call Passover. What is Passover? Getting out of Egypt. They want to get out of. So if in your conversation, you include a lot of what do you want to get out of, you will have something to talk about. What are you running away from? What do you want to say goodbye to? You win every conversation because you're going to talk about who they are. Okay? Now remember, the sensitive area is their head. Head mean mind and physical head. Meaning the physical head, the skull, and also mental being. Which means while they're talking to you, there is crazy thought going in their head. Crazy thought. They cannot even control it. It's like running through the brain, and they cannot. Any Harris here, by the way? No? No Harris. Anybody date Harris ever in their life? Yes? You know what I'm talking about? Huh? Harris, yeah. They're always out there. The mind is, there is flow of thought. You know, it's very, very difficult. Now, one word that you need to know about them, they're very impulsive. Okay? It's quick to judge, quick to love, quick to hate, quick to quit. You know, quick to quit. They can quit on you in a second. Goodbye. Over. Pay the bill. Never see them again. So the idea is they are the fire sign. You got to remember communication. You cannot, you know, another thing. Because the fire don't know how to receive. So you're dealing with the giver sign. So remember, their giving level is very low. I'm sorry, the receiving level is very low and the giving level is very high. So you're going to have a problem there if you try to impress them. Because you want to give them impressive. If everybody follow what I'm saying, I'm teaching you now giving, receiving game. So how much Aries can receive? About 10%. If you decide to give 50%, you lost them. They don't want nothing from you. They want you to receive from them everything and tell how great they are. If you start giving them, you lost them. They don't want giving. Don't give them a thing. They are very selfish, but they don't want to receive. I don't know if you understand the paradox here. This is a unique paradox. It's a very selfish sign because they want everybody to know what they did for the world, how many people they saved, what they did for you. Hi, honey, I bought you this ice cream. Hi, honey, I bought you this car. Hi, honey, I bought you this. Everybody know? Hey, that was me. You know? Me, everybody. So you got to let them give. They become happy like this. And they will ask you, once you together more than 3 months, did you tell everybody what I did? Did you tell everybody what I did? You like the ring of my wife? That's the ring. I bought it. Aries. They need that. They need that. Fire. So the receiving level is almost done there. So it seems like nice people. All fire people who are fire has problem to receive. Remember that. Fire is flame. So the flame going up. So they cannot receive. You understand? Fire is going up. Once something go up, receiving level is weak. It's not balanced. Let's go to the next one. Taurus. Taurus is Venus. Venus is pink. Beautiful color. Pink is always a winner, right? All right, the man that allowed himself to wear pink, a real man, as they say, because pink is Venus. What happened in the month of Taurus? Okay. Building of the tabernacle. Establish of something solid in the desert. When nothing has... Because what is the desert? The desert has nothing. Everybody was lost there. walking for 40 years. And they were able to put a tabernacle together. So the Taurus needs stability. All right? Baal HaNes, the Kabbalists that die in this time, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes, also in this month, Taurus. So there is miracle that happened through hard work. So you need a lot of hard work and that. So they appreciate the hard work. Okay? Taurus are called the 50-50 people. Receiving and giving is 50-50. They're almost like signing a contract with you when they're going on a date. You have to be ready for that. They seem on the outside very sexual, very much about the food, museum, everything. Their brain is number. Their brain is thinking. Their brain is kicking. There's nothing stopped there. They want to calculate what's in it for them and what they're ready to pay for that. Is everybody understand this 50-50 call? Aries is 90-10, but there's ego. I'm showing you the bad and the good. So the bad about Aries, it's all about them. The good about Aries, they like to give. Let them give already. Just shut up, sit there, and enjoy the champagne. They want to impress you. That's it. Let them buy you a car. Let her give you a kiss. Whatever it is, they want to run the show. Fire sign. Taurus is earth sign. Solid, this. So they can be stubborn. Okay? Stubborn. Okay. So the idea, is it the way you write it? Oh, it's missing something, right? Sabron, yeah, that's what I said. Sabon. So the idea is when you talk to a Taurus, you need to give them safety. If you don't give an earth sign safety, I mean, what you want to give them is safety. What you want to receive from them is whatever they're ready to give. Because remember, it's all a contract, it's all a deal. You're signing a contract with them. So it might be boring, might be very boring, but it will be very safe. You will know what you're getting into, you will know what you're not getting into, all right? And that's it. They're very sexual, they're very much about the food, but it's everything in the schedule, okay? So 11:30 you make love, at 7 a.m. you go to breakfast, it's part of the schedule, everything is on the schedule. You need to know, it's a play, you're going to a play, okay? You don't have a problem with that, right? Anybody have a date on Taurus? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Okay, schedule, it's very fun, it's the best. No surprises, no bad thing, right? Sunday morning you're going to do things, Monday night is sexual relationship, Tuesday morning breakfast without milk, you know, it's a schedule, it's beautiful, safe, so safe, it's amazing, the best. If you want life of safety, this is the right people. Again, I'm going too slow, I gotta finish it, and then I will tell you the match, how the match go. Gemini, the color is yellow, okay, so you come with yellow flower, or you come with yellow shirt. Most people don't like this color yellow. Even Gemini don't like this color yellow. But if you convince them enough they like it, they start thinking, I think I do like it. Because they keep changing their mind. You know, they don't even know what they want. So you tell them, yellow is good for you. It is. You know, they start to remember, maybe it is good for me. You know. So because they are belong to the group that call air sign don't have real like earth sign establishment. So they don't know what they want or who they are. They are ready to be figured out by you. It's very hard in the relationship. You need to tell them who they are, and you need to remind them who they are. Once you remind them who they are, if you repeat the truth, you repeat the truth enough times, they start to believe it. You understand what I'm saying? You say, you are this, you are this, you are this, you are this. I am yellow, yeah, yellow. Oh, it is nice yellow. I love yellow. That's it. So, very easy. Ersan is the very easy in a relationship. The problem, don't forget, is the giving of the Ten Commandments happened in this time. By the way, the neck is the area that's sensitive in a Taurus. And sometimes the neck has to do with the gland, okay? And the gland that control our fat or sweat and everything. So that's why sometimes they can become very fat because the balance of the sugar in the body is not so good. And they love the taste of the food. And because of Venus, they enjoy it. Now, going back to Gemini, lungs is breathing. So if you see a Gemini that smoke, not a good sign. Okay, not a good sign. Because the lungs will need air, not fire. And smoke is fire. You understand the difference? You smoke, what is smoke? Fire. You're actually taking fire into your lungs. And the lungs need air, not fire. And once you put fire, no good. Okay, in 1 hour I have to capture everything as much as I can. Now, what is about Gemini? How is the giving and receiving going on? They're very shallow. There is no deep Gemini. Even if they impress you that they're deep, it's a lie. If you ever find the Gemini who is deep, it's a lie. They're fooling you. They're lying to you. By the way, Gemini do lie. They will have to lie to you all the time. Not because they mean to hurt you, because they are shallow. So if yesterday they like chocolate cake, and they swear by their mother and father this is the best cake they like, tomorrow they hate chocolate cake and they love vanilla. But they don't hate you. You understand? They don't like you. They are just reborn, shallow. They baby and reborn. So the shallow energy that they have, that's a very difficult relationship. So a lot of them, unfortunately, be careful, they're cheating. Women or men. They're not cheating because they cheat on you. Again, they don't lie to you. They're cheating because there is a need to experience something else. They're born again. They fall in love again. Things change. Okay? Taurus normally will not do it only if they're missing love in their life or you don't work according to the safety schedule. Okay? If you don't, according to schedule, Taurus will cheat. But they don't cheat because of shallow. They will cheat because, oh my God, I cannot run a schedule with you. We say 6, 11, 15, you're very late. It's 12, 15. Yeah? We have to cheat. It's weird. You know, it's a weird mind. Gemini has to reborn. There's something that happened in their life. Now, what's happening with the Gemini, with the giving and receiving point of view, they're ready to give everything. Okay? Gemini are a terrible receiver, like the fire. Air and fire are terrible receiver. They're not good receiver. So, Gemini would experience what you're giving them, but they're not taking it from you. They're just experiencing it. So if you make dinner, they will eat. Not because they want to take it what you give. So you will, if you expect compliment or appreciation, you might not going to find it. They might say the food is good, but they will not say you are good for making the food. Do you understand the difference? Not because they don't know how to speak. Because for them, they don't want to receive anything. They're ready to give everything. So it's not a big deal for them if you cook dinner for them. What's a big deal? They're ready to give their life. There's no value for themselves. Everything is shallow. Did you understand what I just said? Good. Let's move on. Cancer, Cancerian. The color, silver and light blue. Okay, Cancer are very serious people. When you go on a date with Cancer, at least for the first impression, dress nice. Okay? Dress nice, talk less. They judge you. You don't think they judge you, but they are judging you. They look at everything. All right? And they love smart people. Once they trust you, you're going to know who they are. The moon. They're very moody, but they will never show it to you if they don't know you. Now, what happened at this time? Breaking of the wall that protects Jerusalem, meaning they are in the wall. They're always in a wall, Cancer. They cannot get out of the wall. Very difficult for them. The area that sensitive is the stomach. Sensitive, very sensitive. It's water sign. Now, water are changing. Like the water is moving all the time. You throw a stone to the water, so water get affected by their surrounding. Every water sign get affected by their surrounding. So all of the water sign include Cancer, include Scorpio, include Pisces. All of them have shield around them. And that shield around them is a fear. So that's what whoever is around them, that's what's going to affect them. So you got to be careful how they feel, how you make them feel. So let's say if you give them compliment, it's nice, but it's not enough. You have to learn to receive from them. And once you receive, you say, wow, very nice. You cannot tell them what's wrong with them. Don't waste your time. Only after maybe 6 months. Don't tell them what's wrong with them. Don't, ever, ever, never. Don't tell them, because remember, the breaking of the wall that protects Jerusalem, don't forget the event. They have a wall, and they guarded, you know, themselves inside the wall, so they don't let nobody in. Now, receiving and giving, from a point of receiving of giving, okay, Cancerian are good receiving, and they're good giving. The problem is, they have to first trust you. So it takes a long time until you are in the wall. Once they let you into their city, that's covered by a wall, then you will receive 100%. So first they have to have union with you. You will be one of their team, then it will be okay giving, receiving. But when you give, they be suspicious because of the wall. When you receive, they feel you're using them because of the wall. You have to think like you're talking to somebody inside the wall. So don't try to break the wall. Let them be the one who run the time so they can trust you. They don't trust, by the way. I wrote sensitive because you just touched them a little bit in the wrong way and you are out of the game. Very, very sad. Leo. Leo is, again, fire. Remember what fire? Fire don't know how to receive. The color is orange, okay? Orange. It doesn't have to be all orange, so don't dress like an orange, you know? Just a tie, a watch, shoes, something. Sun, the coming of the Messiah will happen in this time, destruction of the temple. So you see the conflict, the end of time and the worst time within the same sign. What is the area? Heart. Now, most Leo never make it. 98% of the Leo never make it. If you look at all the Leo, they never make it in any area. Why? Because their potential is great. So they enjoy their potential, so nothing really happened. It's all pride. The genius, the good looking, everything. But nothing going on. So that's why most Leo on a date, impressive for things they don't even have. They have nothing, but they impress you. Because potentially they can have it. But they're not ready to do work that included to have what they can have. Sad story. Leo is always a sad story. How are they doing with a date? Don't even dare to give them. Don't even dare to give them. They don't like to receive. They like to be the sun. They give to everybody. They will take you to a party where they pay the bill and everybody needs to see that they pay. If Aries and Leo are in the same table, it can be a big problem. Because we're talking about both sides want to give. Remember, okay? Conflict. Conflict. Good partner in business, but romantically can be an issue. All right? So both like to give. Virgo, again, Earth. Now you understand how it works. They need establishment. They need stability. Green. Okay? Mercury. As much as Virgo are usually very quiet, they are the most beautiful people by the sign of the zodiac. Women and men, usually Virgo, are beautiful people. Creation of the physical world as we know it happened in Virgo. Colon. They take everything to the stomach because they don't express it outside. Precise. Don't ever come the first time with the shirt that the buttons is not the original buttons. Don't ever do that to them. Never. And if there is a stain, go buy another shirt. It's considered for them, you don't take it seriously. You're already done. They will have a good time with you, even make love to you. But you're already done. They don't really care. You are like out of the game. You finish. But why not? Let's enjoy the ride. But you don't have a chance with them. First impression, very important. You're allowed to do this. I will teach you a trick with Virgo. On the way here was a coffee stain. Then I know you can see everything. I'm so sorry for that. So the way that happened. If I knew and I could be on time, I didn't want to be late. I want to be on time to be precise. But shirt, stain, we okay with that? Okay, that's it. And then you're done. That's that you know it. They know it. Put it on the table. It's good. Virgo, very similar to Taurus. Again, Earth side. Remember, it's all the same. Once you understand earth, fire, air, you understand the whole thing. So again, they need stability. They need stability and honesty. Liars are never have a chance with Virgo. Never. Never have a chance. Even the sign that cheats the most, by the way, the sign that cheats the most by study is Virgo, Cancer, and Taurus, by the way. These are the three signs that cheat the most. Nobody know why. Nobody know why. It's a weird things, why I cannot go into it now, it's an all new study. You go on Google, you're going to see who is the most spy, who is the most cheating, who is that. It keeps changing, I guess, with the years, you know. I'm talking about like 20 years ago when I did the study on that, that's what came. Virgo, green, Mercury, colon, precise, earth, they need Stability. Now, how are they doing with the giving, receiving? They will take care of the bill. They will take care of everything. They like to give. But remember, it's a deal. When you work with earth sign, is a deal. We're talking about a deal. Anybody ever date a Virgo? It's a not easy date. Wow, you did it. You made it. Really? Wow. They're very precise, by the way. They know exactly what they gave, how much tip they gave. They know what you look like when they give the tip. They look at everything. And they love to receive gift, but it's very hard to please them. So it's a very risky to please them. Very risky. Okay? And you got to look good all the time. Or at least you have to cover the part that don't look good. Okay? Sorry, I'm talking details. Libra. Light green. Light green. By the way, Virgo is dark green. Okay? This is light green. Venus. The human day of judgment, because there is 4 days of judgment. The human day of judgment and the day of atonement. Kidney. Fear. Indecisive. Air sign, again, like Gemini. They're all over the place. They never know what they want. Never tell them, where do you want to go? You're putting panic on them. Okay? They want to be controlled by you, even they will not admit it. So what they want to receive is direction. Leo and Libra can go very well together, but it can end up as a disaster, because if the Leo lie that he has everything, and the Libra believe, in the end they're running into nothingness. And most couples are Libra and Leo, by the way. It's a very famous couple. Libra, Leo, most people. And then they end up either with problem or divorce or something. Why? Because the Libra trusts the Leo 100%. The Leo impressed the Libra enough. Everybody's happy. Until you get to a point, you say, did you lie to me? You fooled me. And the Leo don't see the fool. I mean, well, I'm the king. You are potentially the king. Not yet. And the Libra said, but I give my life. I give everything. Okay? And the Libra codependency here, of course the Libra give the key, because the Libra don't want to make a decision, okay? So that's why it was easy, all right? So the Libra of receiving, they like to receive direction. They're very nice, they're very generous. They have what we call the inner ego, where the Aries and the Leo has the external ego. You would never find the ego with the Libra. But the Libra ego, by not taking leadership, is the ego. So I didn't do this mistake, you know? Scorpio, maroon, okay? You know maroon is like dark Bordeaux, like Bordeaux it's called, I think in French. Okay, Mars, ice. You see Mars fire, this is ice. What happened in this month? The flood. So you're talking to the flood when you talk to Scorpio. Flood, flood is talking to you. Which area of the body? Sensitive sexual organ. What is the one word representing them? Intensive, intense. What is it? Water. So they look like Leo, they behave like Leo, but they're sensitive like cancer. It's a weird sign, which means they come, they impress you like a Leo, they walk to the room, wow, woo, wow, da, 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 da. But you're dealing with the water. So you combine Cancer, Virgo, and Leo, you get Scorpio. So Virgo judge you for everything, Scorpio judge you for everything, and they see all the details. Cancer is sensitive, Scorpio is sensitive. Leo look like the king, Scorpio look like the king. Those all things inside one person. But remember, they're very intense. They come at you like the flood. How the flood in the time of Noah kill everything. But water is rejuvenation. Yeah, but water can kill. Too much of a good thing can kill you. So Scorpio can receive. Well, Scorpio is like water, like Cancerian. You have the shield. How does Scorpio look? Exactly like Cancer, like crab. Crab and scorpion, they look very similar creature. They have this shield around them. Same thing. Same thing. What happened in the flood? Noah has an ark inside the ark. We're hiding like Cancerian. Nobody see me. All right? So they don't trust, basically. Like Cancer, all water sign, don't trust you. So they let you in, and this and that. Once they will feel safe with you, they can receive from you. They can receive from you. But until they don't feel safe, your receiving, your giving to them is very, very nice. Better on the beginning with Scorpio to give them what we call, forgive me for the camera and the people who watch, a fake control. Fake control means you're giving them like they are the boss. Remember, they are the Leo. Leo, Virgo, Cancer. Combine, mix it, you get Scorpio. Okay? The ego trip of a Leo, the shield of a Cancer, and the judgment of a Virgo. You got Scorpio. Now you know what you're dealing with. So it's a very difficult relationship. It's a very difficult to date Scorpio. It's usually going to end up either chaotic, dramatic, not good ending. Scorpio might come back to you just to punish you and then finish the relationship with you. They do that. If you left the Scorpio, they come back to you, they beg you to come back, they buy you a ring, anything you want, and then crush you. You ever saw the Monte Cristo, the Duke of Monte Cristo? This is Scorpio story. And then it's, they have to come back. They have to, you know, wait, Leo, the ego, the pride. No. So it's a sick sign on a date. It's a sick sign. If you're dating Scorpio, if you don't have to, better to run away. Women and men, run away. It's not good. But if you are capable and you're strong enough, stay in it. Don't ever date a Scorpio. It's not a good advice. Run for your life.
You're a Scorpio, right?
I am, yes, I am. I am. I am Scorpio. I am. I am. You need to learn to be like Debbie to date me. She will tell you one day she will write a book. She will tell you, you know, we don't live, there is no such a thing that you're going to fool a Scorpio. You're not going to fool a Scorpio. You're sitting there and you try to say something, you don't mean it. They read you. They're going into your soul. It's a flood. They're going inside of you. They're swimming in your bloodstream. They're affecting you almost like a magic. You start thinking things you don't think. You don't know what's happening to my brain. It's not me. It's not me. It's not me. You've been like in hypnotherapy on the first date. You feel like the hypnotherapy is talking to you. So what's going on to you? I didn't like water. Suddenly I like water. I never like red skirt. I'm liking red skirt. What? Ooh. So better not to run. But if you're strong enough and you're able to convert them, then you got a good one. But I usually recommend to people to run for the hills. Run. That's not for you. But if you're ready to do the work, do it. But come see me, okay? Come see me because you need a lot of advice. Sagittarius, purple, okay? Purple is the color of Sagittarius. By the way, when I say color, it doesn't mean they're going to like it. It means the color of their soul is purple, okay? This is how the color. So if they look at it, it's do something to their soul. Jupiter, good luck. Hanukkah, again, what is happening in Hanukkah? Miracle happened by the people. The sensitive area is the thigh and the hip. Freedom. Remember, you cannot talk to Sagittarius on the date about taking him to a place that will choke them. Okay? Even if it's narrow and a lot of people, good. But you have to say, this place is amazing and there is a balcony in the back which is so beautiful. You have to say it. If you don't say it, they will be scared. They will be scared. I'm not joking, I'm serious. It's a weird thing. They have a weird thing. They're claustrophobic, they have issues. They have issues with this. Now, how are they doing? How are they doing with giving and receiving? Remember, they're fire. They love to give. Okay? They love to give. Remember, water love to give once you are in the team. Fire love to give all the time. So they don't have a lot of receiving. They don't know how to receive very well. They're terrible at receiving. Okay, they don't understand yours is mine. They will do very good with Gemini, by the way. Gemini and Sagittarius will do very well because both of that sign experience life. So if there is a meal on the table, they will eat and they will break the cookie by half and give to their friend. It's not a big deal. Scorpio will think, if I break the cookie by half, what's going to happen here? Are they going to judge that my half is bigger and their half is not? And what's going to happen? So maybe I shouldn't give it. Or maybe I should give the cookie. It will be 2 hours discussion in their mind. You understand? It's complicated. It's very complicated brain. It's like, wow, enough. Just break the cookie and give. What's going to happen? Okay? That's why, by the way, Virgo and Scorpio very well together. They analyze their life. They can sit and analyze a room for 3 hours. And they enjoy that. Wow. And nothing happened. Okay? All right. So again, very easy to date the Sagittarius. It's fun, it's good. Don't say the word commitment too many times. Don't say the word you have to many times. Don't say those words. Fire sign. Don't like to be choked. It's fire. It's always a flame, always going. Capricorn, dark green. Similar to Virgo. Saturn, remember, Saturn is the planet that punish. It's the planet that come to show you what's wrong with you. What happened at that time? Siege around the walls of Jerusalem. That means they need, as earth sign, they need foundation. The knee and the bones are sensitive. They believe in hard work and consistent. Earth sign. Earth sign, they need to understand the setting. Like Capricorn, like Virgo, and like Taurus. What's the setting here? What's going on here? Okay? Once you break through the wall, again, all of them, it's the wall. You break through the wall, you got the best partner. Amazing partner. Not just a partner. Amazing Capricorn. Now, they're very consistent, remember. So it might be boring like Taurus and Virgo. Okay? Virgo just have a charm that no other sign has. So Virgo is the charm that Capricorn and Taurus will not have. Taurus will be a good looking. Capricorn will have a lot of money. So everybody has a different charm in the earth sign. But Virgo is just born, you know, just they have special, you know, gift. The problem with Virgo is that they have a mental issue. So they're born with beautiful look and charisma, but they usually have mental issue. Okay? Capricorn has a mental issue as well. The most people who are in the mental hospital are actually Capricorn. Capricorn is the most amount of people in the mental hospital. Most spy in the world are Scorpio. Because Scorpio actually can make love to another person without even loving them. It's a weird brain. They can set up the brain like a robot. Okay? They go on Google and they will tell you the most of everything. It's very important to understand it, okay? So Capricorn, again, the giving, receiving is, it's a deal. But Capricorn will never show you it's a deal. But they will need to know what's happening, what's in it for them. Like Taurus, like Virgo. Okay? So the receiving aspect is very big. If they pay for you, if they buy you dinner, buy you lunch, buy you breakfast, buy you a ring, buy you shoes, something is included. Included. Taurus the same. Virgo the same. Virgo will not show it to you. That's what their talent. They're very beautiful. Virgo has a style. Virgo is a star. But Virgo can be sick mentally. Very bad. Even Capricorn is the one who ends up in a mental hospital. Virgo never ends up in a mental hospital because it's too dirty. Aquarius. Electric blue. Saturn as well. What happened at this time? We blessed the fruit and the vegetables. What is the area that is the issue? Spine or the back. Independence. Okay. To marry an Aquarius is not recommended. Aquarius love everybody. They cannot just love you, and I'm so sorry. They love everybody. They are air sign. Again, it's Libra, it's a air sign. You're dealing with air sign. Air sign is all over. It's like peace and love. It's all beautiful. So they might kiss another person or sleep with another person, not because they cheat on you, because they love all people. You understand how they work very differently in their brain. The best friend, the best mother, the best father, the best educator, loyal in every area, but they don't understand this. What do you call it when you are only with one person?
Monogamy.
Huh? Monogamy. They don't understand the concept of monogamy. Not because they're against you. They just, what is that all about? Okay, so they belong to the world. They are the vegetable, they are the fruit, they are the eagle, they are the mountain, they are everything. Peace and love, you know, brother or sister, you know, this is who they are. That's why Age of Aquarius started with Woodstock, if you remember. So this was all together and beautiful. You know, if you remember the movie aired when they see Age of Aquarius, 1971 or 72. So we're talking about like Aquarius, you know. Now, can they receive? Very easy to give Aquarius. They love to receive. And they will compliment you. So the best person to give to is Aquarius. Oh my God, that's so beautiful. La 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 la. But don't expect them to keep them in their drawer and look at it all the time. They might give the gift to somebody else. Okay? So if you are judgmental, you might take it to yourself. So receiving, they not receive, they not to compliment you, but they're not earth sign. They're not going to hold on to it for the rest of their life. Get over it. So if you want to experience life like Sagittarius, Aquarius, Gemini together, the best trip. Best trip, because they're having fun, they experience the food, they experience the land. It's all momentarily. You know, if you go with Virgo and Scorpio, they will talk about, let's see what we're going to do in the future. If you go with Capricorn and Earth sign, they will tell you about, okay, what we do last year, can we please, let's see what we can correct the mistake so the next trip will be better. I'm too organized. Okay? Remember, it's Earth sign. All Earth sign the same. All Earth sign the same. All Fire sign the same. Now, Pisces, sea green, Jupiter again, what happened? Purim, miracle that happened by people. Ankle, very sensitive ankle. Lucky, they are very lucky. Pisces are very lucky, but very addictive. Usually they die from drugs or alcohol or weird disease. They're very lucky. They born, if they put their mind into something, they will be the number one. If they put their head into money, they will be billionaire. Just to let you know, billionaire. Right away, no question. Water sign can make a lot of money, but water, what is water is not stable. Like, what is it? Bill Gates, Scorpio, right? Am I right? Bill Gates, Scorpio? Yeah, I think so. Either Scorpio or Sagittarius. So, on the ebook, there is Scorpio for sure. So, the idea of Pisces, they want the full giver, they love to give, and they have a great balance between giving and receiving, like the two fish. But they might cheat on you without you know. They need to have double life. They need to have it. Why? Because nobody understands Pisces. You push them too hard, they will leave you. You don't push them too hard, they will leave you. A weird sign. The best looking men, the best looking women. Best. They are in Virgo, are the best looking. But Pisces, everybody knows Pisces. Double life. Fish. A lot of Pisces have a husband or wife in another country and another family even. Many of the students I teach that were Pisces have another family beside their family. It's weird, right? But they're loving. There's so much loving. It's so amazing. The most, like, to, if you want a partner to enjoy, you want a Pisces. You will enjoy them. The best. The best. Nothing is better than enjoy a Pisces. So easygoing. Nothing is a big deal. Just don't put too much stress on them. They will disappear without phone call. Disappear. Gone. Hello? Change the number. Gone. They will not even tell you. Just make it calm. Make it nice. Beautiful. All right? Now, let's see.
Scorpio.
What about it? Bill Gates. He's Scorpio, right? So Bill Gates is Scorpio. That's what I thought. Water will invest in themselves. Not to be too water, because water is like that, unbalanced, become super rich and super successful. But very hard to find water who can control themselves. Water signs usually don't control themselves. Why? Because the water moves. The air moves. The fire is ever foundation. It's going up. All ego, ego, ego. I want to give, I want to give, I want to give. Right? Air, who am I? Somebody define me, please. Who am I? Water, don't touch it. Why you did it, you know? It's water, ground. Nobody gonna move, nobody gonna move. You want something, tell me what you pay for it. Tell me, you know, it's you have to start looking at people differently. So you're dating Virgo, okay, we have a deal. You have a deal, don't be shy to talk about the deal. Don't insult a Leo and talk about the deal. That will kill a Leo. Say, can I pay for tonight dinner and you pay next time? Why? You know, they have to impress you. How they will impress you? Even the Leo doesn't have a penny in their pocket. Remember. Remember that. Okay? So, just get it. Now, let's do the match. How does the match go? Fire go with fire and air. Earth go with earth and water. All right? Remember that. Fire and air always go together. So, for example, Aries can go with another Aries. Okay, if they forgive each other. But, for example, Aries can go with Gemini because oxygen allows the fire to go together. So that can be good. But of course, it has to do with the rising sun. You have to check the rising sun. How do you know the rising sun right away? You ask them what time they were born. You ask them what time they're born, and what do? You skip 2 hours. For example, what time you were born?
5:30.
A.M.?
A.M.
Or P.M.?
A.M.
Okay. So, for example, if you're born between 5 to 7 a.m., your rising is the same time, same thing as your sign. So you Scorpio, rising Scorpio. If you're born 7 to 9, your rising, if you are Scorpio, will be Sagittarius. You understand how to do it? The rising sun, very simple. No. You want to think a little bit? You want to think? Every 2 hours from rising, what was the rising sun? Your sign. Now skip 2 hours, 2 hours, 2 hours, and that's it. That's the rising sun. So if you're born at 6 p.m., so you do 5, 7, 7, 9, 9, 11, 11, 1, 1, 3, 3, 5, 5, 7. So will be the seventh sign after your sign. Will be your rising sign. Verstehe? Very simple. So now your rising sun, now you're dealing with what time you're born, what sign are you? Good enough. Now you know who they are. Because it's not enough just to sign. You need to know their sign and what's driving them. For example, I'm Scorpio. Rising Taurus, 180 degree. Terrible combination, by the way. It's been not only I'm Scorpio, I'm going to make sure I push you with a frame. Because Scorpio, what's happening here? And Taurus, let's make the deal and know where we're going. So it's too much. It's too much. But thank God I have a moon in Gemini. We can breathe here, okay? Otherwise, impossible. You understand? So every person, or for example, somebody who's Leo rising Aries. Not easy. Aries rising Leo. Not easy. It's intense of fire in you. All what they want to do is, I want to give, I want to give, I want to give. If they all have fire in them, I want to give, I want to give, I want to give. That's all what they are. I want to give, I want to give, I want to give. And you say, no, you can't give me. They get insulted, they leave. So every person have to check. So, for example, fire with air, water with earth. So, for example, Virgo and Scorpio, very good friend. Always will be a good match. Libra and Leo, good match. If they are spiritually have balance. If they don't have balance, we got a problem. Even Aries and Libra. Every air, every fire, wonderful. Every water, every earth, wonderful. But you also have to check your emotions. Where is your moon? And you want to know how to calculate the moon as well. Very simple. Basically, you have 30 days in a moon, right? The moon, right? 30 days, you know, circle of the moon. You heard about it? 30 days, yes? You agree? 30 days in a month? Okay? So 30 days divided by 12, what do you get? Come on, nobody knows how to make numbers? Two and a half. So every 2 days, the moon change. Two and a half, two and a quarter, depends on the month. I'm giving you a very rough idea. So what you do, you're counting based on the Hebrew months, because the Hebrew months give you the moon. The Gregorian calendar don't give you the moon. So you go to the beginning of the moon, or you can go on any computer. When was the beginning of the moon? The beginning of the moon is usually what they call Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is the beginning of the moon. So you go there, you count 2 days, 2 days, 2 days, 2 days to the day that you were born, that's your moon. Very simple, right? What day you were born, Scorpio? No, Scorpio, Cheshvan?
Four.
So your moon is two and two, so what comes? Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, right? You're Capricorn. Very simple. So that's how you do. So now you know their emotion is Capricorn. The person, Scorpio. So what we get here? We got the shield of Scorpio. We got the tank of Scorpio, the shooting to communicate. And we got the moon of Capricorn. What do we say about Capricorn? Let's read. Capricorn, Saturn, see? So you, when they come to the heart, because the moon is your emotion, you got to make a deal. You want to go on a date? You got to make a deal. What's in it for me? What's in it for you? I want to see where it's going. I want to see where it's going. Do you understand what I'm saying? So based on the moon, based on the rising, but this, you know, you see who you're dealing with. But it's a little bit shy to ask it on the first date. If you're not Aquarius, you cannot do it. If you're Aquarius, you can do anything you want. They don't care. Whatever. You just tell them, I want to know the time. Why? Because. And you never know if they lie to you. That's the worst part. You never know if they lie. But the point what I want to say about astrological soulmate is to start to understand that if you meet someone, sometimes there is really, a lot of time I see people try to change each other. You're not going to change a Taurus. You're not going to change a Scorpio. You're not going to change a Cancer. Cancer is the last sign you want to change. They're never going to change, by the way. Cancer born one way and will die the same way. Remember that. Anybody Cancerian here? Sorry. Sorry, it was a Cancerian.
What is it?
Exactly. But Cancerian usually, there is no drive for them to change until you're not a family. It's almost like a mafia. You have to be part of a mafia, all water sign. You have to be part inside the wall. Remember the wall of Jerusalem? You are in the wall. After 6 months, they trust you. Then you have a chance. Okay, you understand? With water sign, you don't have a chance in the beginning. So don't expect in the beginning something happening. Okay, so remember, don't expect something to happen. Nothing is happening. Once they feel no guard, they remove the guard. Now you know who they are. Any question, ladies and gentlemen? Yes, please. What? I explained about it. I did teach about it. What is it, the air sign? I see. I did. I went to Libra, I think so, no? I did Libra. I remember I went to Libra, I don't know. Very good. Libra like to receive direction. Yeah, it's true. Yes, question. Cancerian.
Question about fire signs, about the master.
Not for you. Stay away from fire signs. No, not just material, also to impress you.
Impress, right. What else? If you don't have money, what?
Usually Leo can lie about money, or fire sign can impress you a little bit too much about things they don't have. You ever date a fire sign?
David was
sage. Yeah, they lie a lot. I'm sorry to say that. Not because they're bad people. So they're not bad people. They think they have. It's a weird. They're already there, but they're not there. For example, I had a person, may rest in peace, one of the most wonderful people that I knew when I moved to LA first time, 15 years ago. And 15 and a half years ago. And this gentleman treat me like a king, a Leo. He's a Leo. He brought a limousine to the airport to pick me up. The limousine was a Hummer, maybe quarter of this street, with chocolate and gift all over the thing. Knowing him as a teacher, I cannot refuse to receive from him, but I know something is off. I said, I don't want to say this. I said, where is the car from? Is it yours? Don't worry. And he impressed me every time. I was driving one time a car he gave me from the valley to here. New car. As I'm driving it, my lovely wife called me and say, get off the car right now, leave it on the highway. So what? Just do what I'm telling you. I said, I'm not getting off the car, it's a nice car. Get off the car! Getting off the car. I didn't know, I cannot tell you all the details. He think it belonged to him. He give it. He think it's okay. He give me a creditor, more. Take the credit card, please shop for your family some food or something. I say, seriously, yes. I go with the credit card, it's not, what do you say? Leo, nice person. The most giving human being I ever met. But he doesn't have. So what do you do? Where do you get it from? But the Leo, the fire, they love to give, they love to impress you with words. They're charming. If you want to get charm, go out with a fire sign. They will charm you. But the bill will come in the end, like a few months later, nothing is there. But the charm till you get there, it's fun. So if you want to help your insecurity, always go out with the fire, They make you feel like a queen. You're walking, and then you're walking. But eventually you will see that you're walking on eggshell. And you're breaking the eggs. It's not real. You know, you go out, for example, with Earth sign, let's say with a Taurus, they will not be able to promise things they don't have. They don't like it. They don't like to say it. Or Virgo, of course there is, you have to check the rising sun and the moon. You know, the moon is very important. Moon is very important when it comes to dating, to the soulmate thing. The moon has to be, if the moon is matched with your sign, it's a very good sign. Let's say you are Cancer, you want to go with a person whose moon is in Cancer. The problem with people with moon in Cancer is they're super sensitive. Super sensitive. They get hurt by everything. But people, huh? You're not. You're not. You're acting more like a Leo. Yeah. So, but truly, if you, I don't know, where is your rising sun?
It's also Cancer. I'm Cancer.
Wow. And your moon? You have to have a fire. Oh my God, you got everything.
Scorpio.
Ah, Scorpio, okay. Super sensitive, my God. My God. I don't want to mess with you. Yes, Julie.
Oh, no, I figured out
the answer. Figured out the answer? Good, very quick, yes. Rising sun is the way they appear. Your sign is your foundation, who you are. The rising sun is expression of your foundation. Expression of your foundation. The moon is your inner secret, your inner being, your inner soul, your mother, your emotions. Okay? Now remember also that Saturn is the planet that punishes. Saturn is sitting very hard right now on Sagittarius. Very hard. It will sit on there for about 2 years, I think, right? It's about another 2 years sitting on Saturn, and in 2 years it will move to Capricorn, which is not all the great news. So plan your life in 3 years to do some move with your life, okay? In 3 years, everybody got to make a move. 2020, make a change in your life. You must. Because Capricorn, Saturn mean the whole universe has to go to every reincarnation wrong thing you did, you have to pay for it. Okay? 2020. Don't forget I told you this. Now, right now, Sagittarius is going through some tough times. If you're dating Sagittarius, understanding they are under a lot of pressure. Sagittarius right now have to be super spiritual, choose mentor, choose teacher, choose whatever it is, that guide them to get into success in the next 2 years. Otherwise, they just live their life like that and they're missing the whole point. It's the best time. Scorpio just get out of Saturn and now it's Sag, because it's every, I think, 2 or 3 years. Yeah. Just be careful. Saturn is the punisher. It's come to kill everything wrong with you. So next one is Capricorn 2020-21. Whoever's Capricorn, welcome. It's coming. So, but the good news, if you work on yourself, it's the best time. If you're not working on yourself, it's the worst time. It depends, you know? The biggest change in my life happened in Saturn, you know? 3 years ago when I started thinking about the future, I started seeing the future. It was a very tough time for me. But at the same time, I saw where I'm going. Okay? My teacher died, all kind of weird things. So, but you wake up and you understand, okay, I got to make some change in the world. I got to make something. And you start it. And yeah. Any other question? Yes, please.
So you mentioned that fire and air go together, whatnot.
Yes.
If you have, like, I have my rising sign is fire, my sun sign is air, and my moon is water.
So you're a water person. You want to look for a water person. But what sign are you?
Libra,
yeah. Yeah, so it's match. It's match. Libra with water is usually not so good, but because of your moon, you need like watery person. So try to find a combination. Try to find fire with water, which is usually conflict in the brain of a person like that. Very big conflict. So Libra usually go with Leo, tough. Leo with the moon in Pisces. Okay, Leo with the Pisces moon would be perfect for you. Because they have forgiveness and emotion, but they still have the charm of a Leo. Because nothing is more charming than Leo, Aries, and Sagittarius. Fire sign, they are it. But they are disappointment. They are always disappointment. Always you're going to get disappointed from them. Why? Because they think they're already there. They're touching their potential like they're there, but they're not. Work hard together, you will make it. You take Capricorn, they never say they're there, but they're actually there. You know, in every area, money, everything, they're serious. But it's boring to be with the Capricorn. Not that Capricorn are bad, but it can be like the same old thing. Schedule, ba-bam, ba-bam, ba-bam. But if you're okay with that, it's the best life. Many people marry a Taurus and Capricorn and Virgo as the best life. No surprises, no nothing. You have plan when you take vacation, what this, when you're making the kids, it's the best. If you're okay with that. But for example, people like Aquarius or Sagittarius will go crazy. They will kill themselves. You know? Seriously, they will go like, I can't take it anymore. So what happened? You have money, you have a beautiful person in your life, you have everything. Everything. Say, yes, but I'm choked. I can't take it. I can't take this schedule. We're going on a trip. The schedule, what to do? I want it more. What's going to happen? And it's beautiful when you understand the matching, when you understand the spiritual matching, you understand the giving, receiving. That's what I want to give you tonight. So I didn't want to go to the next lecture before I'm giving you that. So I'm giving you tonight that, and until 4 weeks from now, next Monday, okay, we're going to give the next lecture. So it's just to make you think right now, you're going on a date to understand. Now from a reincarnation point of view, Aries is usually a baby, and Pisces is usually old reincarnation. So when you're dating a Pisces, it's the end of a reincarnation usually. So it's the end. Very old, old soul. Aries are very new soul. Okay? Very new. So you're talking to a baby, basically. So as you're getting to the bottom of it, okay, like Aquarius, Capricorn, they're old soul. As you're getting, because it's almost like a 12th cycle. Try to look at it like a cycle, okay? Like a cycle. But of course, it includes the rising sun, the moon. It's complicated. But I'm telling you the general idea. So when you talk to Aries, you talk to a baby. You talk to Pisces, you talk to old man, old woman. Even if they're young. You understand what I'm saying? It's a different person. They're old in their soul. They've been here for many, many times. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to say thank you very much for being here tonight. Thank you.